stripes on her freckled shoulders from the creased sheets. "Sleep now, Sixon," he whispers, calling her by her nickname. Carrying his clothes from the room, Eric dresses quickly in the hall. He catches the flash of a shining blade of steel behind him and turns to see that his son has hung his ice skates on the handle of the front door so he won't forget them. Despite his hurry, Eric finds the protectors in the closet and slides them over the sharp blades. It's 3 o'clock in the morning when Eric gets into his car. Snow falls slowly from the black sky. There is not a breath of wind, and the heavy flakes settle sleepily on the empty street. He turns the key in the ignition, and the music pours in like a soft wave. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. He drives the short distance through the sleeping city, out of Lundmarkergarten, along Svevegen, to Nortull. He catches a glimpse of the waters of Brunsviken, a large dark opening behind the snowfall. He slows as he enters the enormous medical complex, manoeuvring between Astrid Lindgren's understaffed hospital and maternity unit, past the radiology and psychiatry departments, to park in his usual place outside the neurosurgical unit. There are only a few cars in the visitor's lot. The glow of the street lamps is reflected in the windows of the tall buildings, and blackbirds rustle through the branches of the trees.